Okay, so we're gonna chaser now. Gonna try. Let's jump to chaser 19 and 19a together. I know it took us a bunch of shiurim in Rabbi Sami gave it a bunch of shiurim, but if we try to condense it for the sake of chazara, we'll do the best we can. Okay, so I thought maybe we could divide this into three sections. One is regarding the shivanikim here. One section would be how many bedikas need to be done throughout the Shivanikim. That would be section one, broad section. The next one would be how many bedikos on each day. Whenever we decide how many days you have to do it, how many bedikos have to be done on that day. And then there's a third part would be what constitutes a good bedika. So the first part is how many bedikos during Shivanikim need to be done. So there is a Mishnah, you need to done that Samach Tes and Samach Tes. Which talks about a case where a woman did a bedika. This is talking about a zava, and our women are like zavos, we treat them like. So she did a bedika on 1 and 7, right? Day 1 of Shivanikim, day 7 of Shivanikim. What's the halacha? Through a machlokas tanoim, we pass and actually this Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says it's good. The whole Shivanikim counts, right? 1 and 7 is good, and against Rabbi Kivin Rabbi Yeshua. That's Shidis Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara says we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Good. So within passing like Rabbi Elazar, that counts, right? She did one, she did seven, and it's good. There's a further machlokas in the Gemara between Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Rav holds that Rabbi Elazar holds one or seven. If you did one and without seven, it would be good. If you did seven without one, it would also be good. That's Rav. That's what she did, Rav. And the Ravid explains that it's mustaber that it's not just one or seven, it's or any day in between as well. Right? That's Rishonim quote derived like that. You know, one is carrying me a chazaka for the next 7 days. Seven is carrying me as chazaka for the 7 days before. Certainly day three, which doesn't have to do so much work. It only has, you know, 3 days before, 4 days after. So within Shitas Rav, that's the Rishonim quote that Ravid. And the counter shita in the Gemara is shita Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina holds that Rabbi Elazar is dafka 1 and 7. You need the bookends. So Rov Rishonim passing like Rav, that 1 or 7. Okay, 1 or 7 or the Ravid a day in between. The Smag is the one who passes basically like Rabbi Chanina. He says, you know, since we're not sure what a Paskin like, it should be Machmir, and Paskin like Rabbi Chanina, 1 and 7, the Smag, he does explain that means, 1 and 7 means you shouldn't have 5 days in between the Vedikos, more than 5 days.
Somebody else explains him, not himself.
He actually says in himself, really? Sort of, right. Meaning when the...
Well, it was okay. The Dogon okay. Revolver, right?
Yeah, right. When the Dogon Revolver says it, if you look in the Smag, the Dogon Revolver is kind of just echoing what the Smag himself said. Okay.
Isn't that 6 days?
What?
Day 1 and 7, isn't that 6 days?
But yes, five. And then day 1 is 6, and day 7 is 7.
Okay.
So you shouldn't have a bigger gap than five days in between the two bedikas. Okay? So, again, so Rav Rishonim passing like Rav, Smag passing like Rabbi Chanina, and the Dogon Revolver says, based on the Smag, since the Smag Svara is, you shouldn't have more than a 5 day gap between your bedikos, the Smag would be Moda, says the Dogon Revolver, if I did 3 and 7, that would also be good, because I don't have more of a 5 day gap in between the bedikos. So the way the Dogon Revolver learns the Smag's interpretation of Rabbi Chanina, 1 and 7 doesn't really mean bookends, it means not more than 5 days in between.
The Dogon Revolver learns it almost like the writing explains.
Okay, for different right. The Ravid maybe a different reason. Ravid says
no, but I'm saying what they end up
that
saying.
Middles work. Right. So according to the Dogon Revolver's chat in the Smag, that you need two bedikos, correct? Meaning a middle and the 7 would work.
What if I put 3 and 4? Right. Would that be also
no.
3 and 4?
He needs a 7.
Okay. Well, I just want to keep it going. The Noda of Yehuda, though, who is the Dogon Revolver, he is the same person. He in the Noda of Yehuda says a different pshat than he says in the Dogon Revolver. kind of, maybe at different points in his life, thought different things. So in the Note of Yehuda, he says, no, you need one and seven. You need the bookends. However, it will help you a little bit, because if, let's say, you do one and three, then it's not good enough, but then you could do, you know, have a bedika on day eight or nine to have a one and seven, meaning, because you have a bookend, so day three will count kind of as your day one, and, meaning you'll have not more than 5 days from day three till your last bedika.
Well, can you still just do it on seven?
What? Yeah, you can, but if she didn't do it on seven, then all is not lost. She could do it on, meaning if I only did one and I didn't do seven, according to the Note of Yehuda and Rebbe Chanina, you're done, right? But since I did three, I have the option of having a new day seven on day eight or day nine, meaning not more than 5 days from that middle bedika. So in a sense, the Dalgam Ravava and the Note of Yehuda is the same person, but gives two different Shotim within the smack, which is she just
so he's shifting the
yeah
the
I guess at
shifted
this, right correct so day three will help you because it will allow you to do a bedika after day
so
seven
be
so
like
she
two and seven.
Right correct but if I didn't have that middle day then I would have more than 5 days between one and seven and all would be lost so that's the breakdown of the Rishonim. Okay, what is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Sadiva Paskins that first thing is that these 7 days are a unit. So if a person didn't do any bedika within the 7 days, and they only did a bedika on day eight, that's day one. Okay? But within the 7 days, so he has two shitos. And it's a little complicated how he formulates it. He says, first shita is one, or seven, or a middle day, meaning passing like Rav Rishonim, right? Rav with the Rav's, you know, explanation. And then he says, as a Yesh Omrim, Aleph and Zion ve'en lahakel, one and seven, and don't be makel. So it's a little confusing, because the Stam Deya is Rav. The Yesh Omrim is Rabbi Chanina, but then he adds on these words, ve'en lahakel. So that becomes a little bit complicated in the Maya Sepaskin. You know, B'Shas HaTorah, as we'll explain in a second. So, but again, just to, you know, restate, even according to the first day, which is one or seven, it has to be within those 7 days. You know, those 7 days are its own unit. You know, if a person does day eight only, does it have to tower and waits 8 days, that day eight will just be day one. Okay? Because it's now within the 7 days right after.
That's the second opinion I didn't quite get.
Wait, the first shita is...
Seven, the second one.
The first shita in the Shulchan Aruch is like Rav, the second shita is like Rabbi Chanina.
Okay. But you added something to it, I forgot. I didn't...
He says, Ein Lahakel. I mean, the first shita is...
Okay.
The first shita is one or seven or a middle day. And the second shita is one and seven, Ve'ein Lahakel, and don't be Mekel, says the Machaber. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
When it's a day, is it day one? Does that mean you wouldn't hold that you could do three and seven?
No, this is talking about within, if let's say a person only does day eight, they do a Hasik Tara, they wait 7 days, they fall asleep for 7 days, they wake up and they do a Bedika on day eight, so that'll count as day one. I can't say, oh, Rav would say one Bedika is good enough, so let day eight be my day seven. You say, no, once you're out of the zone of 7 days, your Cheshbon starts again, for whatever reason. Okay, so now that we have the basic Shitas Rishonim, the Shitas HaMachaber, right, that Rav, Yesh Omrim like Rabbi Chanina, in the Hakel, so the fact that he has this Yesh Omrim, but he writes in the Hakel, causes some confusion. So, Lamaisa, what do we say? You know, how do we deal with this Shulchan Aruch? So, we have a lot of Mekilim, again, B'Shas HaTorah, right? Ideally, we tell a woman to do B'tikos all the time. Every day, but this did she do okay or not? Did she suffice or not suffice? You know, if she only did one and seven. So we have some mekilim. So one mekil is the binyan olam. The binyan olam, he's one. He says the ikar is like Rav. That's the Rav Yishonim. Likewise, the vayan Moshe also says that the Iker is like Rav, like the first day of Shulchan Aruch, and then when the Mechaber says Ein Lahakel, that's just like a Din L'chatzchila. L'chatzchila Ein Lahakel. L'chatzchila do 1 and 7. But the Iker Hadin is, you know, is like Rav, the first day of Shulchan Aruch, like Rav Rishonim, and the Ofer B'dieved, or B'shas Erchak, for sure you could be Mekel. Likewise, the Aruch HaShulchan says that women who have bruises or makos or scratches, and it's going to be hard for them to get a good bedika, but they have a lot of makos. So Yesh Lahakel and Lismoch Al Mi Iker Hadin of Rav, of the first day of Shulchan Aruch, because he also has the Iker Deya. So B'Mokum Tzorach, he's Mekel as well. And then you have some others who are also Mekel, but they throw like another Svara in. In addition to saying that the Iker is like Rav, they also throw in that Bizman Hazeh is also another reason to be Mekel. For instance, there is a Rishon, the Razal, the Baal Amor, he says that fundamentally I think you should be choshesh for Rabbi Hanina, right? But since this man has said anyway, women are only keeping Shivanikim al minag b'nos Yisrael, so it could be Samech on Rav, because it's not Mikra Hadin anyway. So, meaning in a real Zava, real Zava, like, yeah, be choshesh for Rabbi Hanina. But this man has said, it could be Samech on Rav, because all are women. This is the Baal Amor. And the Marash Engel says that you could be, for a woman who's having trouble getting through Shiva Nikim, she could be Someich on this Baal Amor. Likewise, Rav Abadi in the Ori Yitzchak, he also passes like the above stated Binyan Olam, that the Ikter is like Rav, like the Rav Shitos, and he also adds on, especially Bisman Hazeh, that a woman are only Zavos Midrabonim, you know, it's only a Chumrah. And the Chesed of Avraham, in addition to saying it goes like Rav, in addition to saying Bizman Hazeh, he also adds in like a third Bizman Hazeh, that the women don't start even counting Shiva Nikim till they pass 5 days, as we learned earlier for the Poletes. So they're not even starting Shiva Nikim for 6 days. So by that time, they're really not seeing. You know, ordinarily women have really stopped seeing blood, and they have almost like a chazaka that they're not going to see. So that's more of a reason to pass in like Rav as well. That's the Chesed Lavron. So you have all those, like the first three people, even in Olam, Ma'an, Moshe, and Aruch HaShulchan, they just Rav'd it straight up. Right? Iker didn't like Rav. You have others, Marash Engel, or Yitzchak Chesed Lavron, who hold like that, but they're also throwing a Bizman Hazeh, you know, sniff as well. Footnote, as I said, just a tangent, the Chasam Sofer has an interesting case. I don't know what to do with it exactly, but he says there's a woman who, she went to the mikvah, she came home, bunsa itzal baila, and it's unclear exactly how many bedikas she did. She didn't do Yom Zayin, she possibly may have done a Yom Aleph. She's very unclear exactly. Basically, in the end of the day, he's Mekel, but interestingly, if she only did a middle day, he wouldn't necessarily have been Mekel. Just, I don't know exactly where that falls, but it's just you see another Akron using the different Shitos. I'm putting that as a footnote, because it was just an interesting aside. Now, a related issue within the general framework of these Bedikos, we spoke earlier about a woman who is, you know, a Makos, or Pitzayim, or the Aruch HaShulchan. What about a woman who just has Ksamim? She just can't get through Shiva Nikim because she has a lot of Ksamim. What about her? Could we tell her, you know, be Mamayit in the Bedikos? You know, don't do Bedikos all the time. So, don't do Bedikos all every day. So, what's the story there? So, the Shem Aryeh says, no. Titma v'titma, let her become Tameh. That's what we want to catch. We want to catch the Ksamim. So it can't be Mekel on the Bedikas. Let her do a Bedika every day. Like ideally we tell women, do a Bedika every one of their Shiva Nikim. Ideally. Right? Titma v'titma. Don't be Mekel on her. And the Marcheshes, he argues, and he says, no, you could be Mekel. You could be Mekel. Like, you know, she's having trouble. So, especially nowadays, especially at Kassim is only the Rabbanon. So you could be Mekel. And Rav Moshe says, you can be Mekel, let her do only Aleph and Zion. meaning don't do the lachatchila that we tell women to do a bidika every day. Let her be somech on the Rabbi Chanina, the second day of Shulchan Aruch of Aleph Zayin Vein Lahakel. So you just see different poskim are willing to. Some are willing to give to Rabbi Chanina. Some are willing to give to Rav. You know how you view this interesting shita of Shulchan Aruch, or the stam is like Rav. The Yesh Omrim is like Rabbi Chanina with Ein Lahakel. Derech Agav, just as another aside, not really our issue, but we talk about the Ksamim, so whether it could be Ma'irim B'dikos, just as a side point, other possibilities, which we have mentioned and will possibly mention in the future, just to help a woman like that out, is, so the Pesach Tshuva and Rav Moshe would tell the woman that she's allowed to wear Tzavonim, actually during Shemini Kiyum, which is really having trouble. And Rabadi, as Raisan pointed out, would tell her to wear white, that's Enam Kabal Tumah. Okay, we'll get to that when we get to Levanim, but since this is part of that Inyan, I thought we'd bring it in. Okay, second section that maybe we should deal with is, so however many days she's doing bidikos, every day, ideally, 1 and 7, 1, throughout the whole thing, how many bidikos should be doing on that day? So, the Ravid says, she's Ravid is the Chatzkira, she should be doing a bidika every single day. That's lechatzchila. And the Smag ups it. He says she should ideally be doing 2 bedikas. Each, you know, whenever she's doing a bedika, she should be doing a bedika twice a day. Once in the morning, once in the evening. Where in the world does that come from? So the Beis Yosef points out, that's when Gemara needed Daf Yud Aleph, which women should be doing bedikas twice a day, the Indian taros, meaning the taros that they use at night, and the taros that they touch during the day. So that's kind of a borrowed halacha from Taros to Baila, which the Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Shuvas thinks is a little bit tamua as to how we take that din of Taros and apply it to Baila, but that's seemingly what the Beis Yosef Bonus Esmag is doing. So what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says that lechatchila you should check twice each day of the Shuvah Nikim, namely Smag, but if she didn't do a bidika every day, rather she only did one bidika through the whole Shiva Nikim, right? The first day you hold, that suffices, and the second day would hold Aleph, as we said before, 1 and 7 in Lahakil. But one bidika. So you have, right, Lachatzkila Smag, 2 every day, and then the Ravid of once, and then you pick your Shita, your Rav or your Rabbi Chanina.
So the Rav, the Ravid to the Avenue?
So, right, lachatchila, do twice a day. But if you didn't do it, then you only did one bidika, not even one a day, meaning because, again, you know, we had the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. And you have to put this into the first discussion of how many bidikas do you even have to do during Shiva Nikim. So, the ideal is twice a day, every day. The bidyevet is the other extreme, is once, according to the first day, once one bidika through the whole Shiva Nikim. And according to the second day, is one bidika on Aleph and one bidika on Zion, because he has the Aleph and Zion being the Hakel. Is that clear? No? Yes? You good? Okay. Third section. What's the open habidika? What constitutes a good bidika? So, the Ravid is the one who explains that there are 3 types of bidikas in the world. There's a kinuach, and there is a kinuach is kind of external, and there's something called a bdika in the Pesach Chiton, and then there's something else called Chor Nustakin, when a woman will actually, you know, try to check the crevices, not just put it in the osamakum. So, it's getting late, so let's just cut to the chase here. So the Ravid himself holds that a kinuach is good for, this is also a footnote. Kinuach is good only in the Gemara to see where Kesem came from, and the Ravid holds that just putting it in the Beis Achitzon, the Ravid holds is good enough for Baila, and you only need Chor Nustakim for Taras. And the Ramban is the one who says that you should do Chor Nustakim even for like a Hefsek Tara. But that's just a footnote. Let's just guess the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Shulchan Aruch says like this. Shulchan Aruch in the Kotzadi Vavav says that there's a couple of steps. The Machaber has 2 steps, and then the Ramah is going to have 2 steps. Okay, what are the Mechaber's two steps? Mechaber says the Chatzchila should be Bedika, all your Bedikas, your Hefzik Tara, and all your Bedikas should be done Koron Ustachin. A deep Bedika, a deep Asher Hashamash Dash, depth, Koron Ustachin, that means the woman should turn her finger to make sure she gets the whole circumference and all the crevices. So that's the Chatzchila. Okay? Second tier Shulchan Aruch is at least let the Hefzik Tara and the first Bedika be the depth of Acha Shamash Dash. Right? I think he's assuming that you're always going to do Chor Nostachin, you know, rotate the finger, but the question is the depth. So the second tier is at least the Hefzik and the first Bedika, let be very deep. The Ramah has his two tiers. Number one is he says, even if you didn't do the first Yom Rishon that deep, just do one time during the Shiva Nikim, go Asher Hashamash Dash, go very deep. And then the Ramaz B'Dieved is that even if you didn't go that deep at all during the whole Shiva Nikim, as long as you did Chor Nostachin and you went as deep as you could, it suffices. Okay? So the Lachat Chila and B'Dieved of the Machar, the Lachat Chila and B'Dieved of the Ramah. What? Yes, but I think they're focusing on the depth really so much.
What was
the Lachat Chila? At least, meaning if you didn't do it the first one, at least do it one time during the Shiva Nikim. Get that deep. But yeah, but if you didn't do that, it's not ma'afiv. As long as you did the best you can, and you did hard stuff, and you're good to go. Now, a couple of. Yeah.
The Rashba and the Rashba wonders that that's not.
Okay, well.
They're mapping the Ramban
as well. Right, so I didn't want to get into. It's going to take too long to get into the tier of the Ramban. What? But this is a Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying this is how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. To get into the Ramban's, Pshara and the Raivit, in, you know, I said it briefly, but that's not. Just let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, just also as a side footnote, whatever, the Chasam Sofer and likewise the Shelas David, they says that really, if the Chasam Sofer says that Medina, only the Hefzik Tara needs Tchor Nostachin. You know what the rest of the Yehoshua and Nikim needs? Just nothing. Just stop, think, don't think about anything else, and just think, is there Dam coming out or not? Just to be Messiah fast from everything else, and focus her thoughts on that, on if there's Dam coming out. She doesn't, Medina has to do any Bedika. Now, we do Bedikas, the Rabbanan instituted them because we're afraid people won't just take time out and meditate about their, when the Dam's coming out, but Medina, he holds that really just to be mashkicha on her own body, which if I and likewise to Shelas David says a very, very similar thing. Okay, now the two notabutas. Okay, notabuta number one is that he talks about an interesting kula here. If a woman did a hefzik tara, chor nostachin, good hefzik tara, and then she did what we spoke about last time, the moch dafa, meaning she's machmir, she put the moch, basically the vidich cloth, it was the moch, and she left it there the whole bein hashmashos. And that was it. She didn't do it because Yom Rishon. So he says that the Di'eved, that moch could count as the because Yom Rishon. Because he says he could be Messiah Shidus Rashi, who holds that if you do a sphira at night, that counts. So basically, if that's what a woman did, she didn't really do any more B'dikas, and you want to be Someich on the first day of Shulchan Aruch, then you did your B'dika. According to Rav Avadia, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Avadia says that that'll count for your, you know, 1 and 7, so that'll be your 1. That the evidence, she didn't do a B'dika on Yom Aleph, all is not lost, you know. That's one of the B'Huda. Okay? So that a Hefzik, and then you leave a Mochin through Vein HaShmashos, that could not even count as your B'dika's Yom Aleph. Okay, the second of the B'Huda is that he holds that in the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is, he's Medayik, that the only thing you need is a kinuach, a more external type of a checking. That is sufficient for the bedikos. You don't need to do any depth or anything like that. And Reish Lakish pointed out that that actually is the minhag teiman, is to just do kinuachs and not bedikos, which fits very well because they're very big into passing like the Rambam. So if the Rambam, Rambam. So if that's taka how the Nod Gvidel learns from the Rambam, it fits very well that that would be the minhag teiman. And he quoted Rav David Feinstein that said b'shas anchak for in certain situations. You could be so mech on that, and basically use a kinuach as bedikos, even a hafsek tara, if there's a big tzorach, or people who aren't really going to be doing bedikos, that could kind of suffice for them. Okay, last issue over here. Sorry it's long, but this is for sure. And that is bracha, cheshbin. How do I categorize this shivanikim? You know, so there is a Tosus in Ksuvus which says, you know, why don't we make a bracha when we do bedikos? When a woman does bedikah, doing shivanikim, why does she make a bracha? So Tosus says, you know, since maybe she could be sosa the shivanikim, if she sees them, she's going to blow the whole thing, right? So therefore, she shouldn't count. Because maybe it won't pan, and then your brachas won't be a good bracha. So how do we learn from that? This is machlokes from the Shla and the Nod Rebbe again. The Shla says, like one way from Tosus. He says, look, Tosus just says, don't make a bracha, because maybe she'll see them and be so to the Shivanikim. So a bracha don't do, but count it, yes. So according to the Shla, she should say, Hare Zuhu, you know, Yom Aleph Shivanikim. Hare Zuhu, Yom Zayin Shivanikim. And the Nod Rebbe Yehuda argues and says, no, that's not pshat. What Tosus means is, since she could be so sere, therefore, ein la limnosh, she doesn't have to count at all. Because the pshat in Safra law, giving Shivanikim, is not a din in counting like Sirus Omer, it's just a din in keeping cheshbin. You know, cheshbin, that you have seven clean days, but it's not like a maisa counting, you know. Yeah, but they're not doing what the Shalas is. They're not saying that. Exactly. So the Safra law, does that mean it's a Chiv Svira, like Svira Sa'omer, Shla, or just without a Bracha? Or, like the Buddha says, the Safra doesn't always mean a Chiv Svira. It means, you know, to count. It mean, just means keep cheshbon. Safra law, Shiva Sa'omer, make sure you have seven clean days. You know, you don't have to count. So that's the Machloka Shla and the Buddha. And the Me'il Staka. He had an interesting case. He had a case of a woman who was started Shivanikim, and then she saw a customer or something, and her friends told her she has to count 5 days. So after 2 days of counting, she says, oh, I didn't know that. I have to count 5 days. So she stopped counting. And then a couple of days later, she figures out that her friends were all wrong, and she doesn't have to count 5 days because she's only going from Shas Isser to Shas Isser. So now she says, oh, but the past couple of days, so I wasn't counting because I listened to my friends, but I know that any ksamim on my begadim are old ksamim, I didn't see any down. Can she count those middle days as for her shivanikim? So the Mil Staka said no. Since that they were, at the time, they weren't part of her cheshbon, they weren't part of her mindset that these are shivanikim, so he felt that they can't count for the Shivanikim. You have to know that you're holding within the Shivanikim for it to be Ola. Okay.